CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with George Friedman, the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures. The Speaker of the House's travel to Taipei led to days upon days of demonstration by the PLA Navy, the PLA Air Force, the rhetoricians of the Foreign Office, aggression again and again. What did we learn, George, about the PLA and Beijing's rhetoric?
Well, we've learned that they have a navy, which we knew, that it can sail places, which we knew. They fired guns, which we knew, but they didn't fire Taiwan. And that's the danger line. If they fire Taiwan, start shelling Taiwan, sending rockets to Taiwan, we have to do something. We have to act. But the Chinese have been meticulous in making certain they don't cross that line, while making it clear that they have all the things we knew they had.
So the demonstration has ended, we're told. I mean, it's fog of war. Maybe they'll start again, but the news from East Asia, the demonstration has stopped. What was achieved by Xi Jinping, given that this is domestic politics as well as foreign affairs? He's running for a third term.
Well, it's worked in the Western media. It made it sound like the Battle of the Marne had just broken out, when in fact it was a number of ships not able to land and invade the country, letting loose on firepower in the other direction. So the media made it sound like we were in a near war situation. The reality was that if we were in a near war situation, the Chinese wouldn't have stopped to give a demonstration. They would have come ashore. They would take the surprise. They wouldn't give the Americans a chance to build up.
And therefore, what we now witness is the other part of the story, the economic package that the Communist Party has promised the Chinese people. The, again, non-transparency of the Chinese economy. I generalize. This is not a good time for them. They're in a bad patch of the road. There's a decline everywhere. There are reports of unemployment, especially among the young. What does that mean for their threats to Taiwan?
Well, obviously, you can wage a war from the standpoint of depression. The United States did in 1941. But it really points to something important. The Chinese expected, and others did too, that the Chinese economic boom that started back in about 1980 was eternal. It was a boom built on exports and the getting Western money, particularly American money, invested in China. Well, the exporter is hostage to the importer. If the importer has a recession, a depression, whatever it's called these days, I don't want to say it, they can't import. And therefore, the imports have cut down the amount of money coming in. Secondly, the various failures in the economy have cost investors a great deal of money, and they've been trying to pull their money out of China. So you have a double economic crisis. And the point is, China has done extremely well, unbelievably well, but it can't last forever. There has to be an adjustment. And now the Chinese government has to explain to the Chinese people why an adjustment is necessary when they've been predicting fantastic things for China.
Final twist to the screw for today, George. We've established that the Europe story is an American story about the Atlantic, and America will fight. It has before. There's reason to believe it'll fight again. In Asia, however, the puzzle here, will Japan fight? We have a minute, George.
Well, at the moment, it appears that Japan is gearing up for it. They've made it clear they will fight for Taiwan. The party that's taken over is opposed to Article 9, the article that says they can't have a military. And the Japanese are far more capable than the Chinese in building rapidly a military force. The Japanese are a very serious power. They've chosen not to play in the past. They're going to play now.
George Friedman, the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures. Europe first, but win the Pacific. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.